You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time for a little early BP. I'm Mike Farron. Last night, D-backs shut down by the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-2. Joe Musgrove, 7 shutout innings of one-run ball for Pittsburgh. Valley native Cole Tucker, his second big league home run for Pittsburgh as Josh Bell hit a pair. Luke Weaver started and didn't pitch poorly. He was battling throughout the night, allowing 3 runs in 6 innings.
Definitely not my sharpest night by any means, but I still had a chance to go 6 with just 1 run. Made just an absolute terrible pitch to Bell. A guy swinging a bat that hot, you just can't make a mistake like that, especially when you're in such an advantage count. I think it was 0-2. Not at all trying to throw it there. Just, got on top of it a little too much, and it just tripped.
D-backs in a position, though, where they can win this series today, and they have their ace, Zach Greinke, on the mound against Chris Archer for Pittsburgh. Archer coming off the injured list to make the start. With more on today's game, let's visit with manager Torrey Lovello. This may seem like an odd question, but what did you learn about Luke Weaver last night?
That he can pitch effectively without his best stuff. And young pitchers have a hard time doing that. I think the old saying is you're going to have a handful of starts where everything feels great, a handful of starts that it doesn't feel great, and the majority of your starts you're going to feel somewhere in between those. I think yesterday he was probably not feeling great, and he pitched well and effectively enough to get through 6 innings. I thought his last inning was his best inning. I had a conversation with him about going out there and come back in the dugout with a chance to win the game, and he went out and executed a great game plan. A couple of mistakes to the wrong guys, the wrong time. There's a portion of this lineup that's very, very good, and one hitter in particular ended up clipping him. And if you minus those moments and those poor pitches, he had a very, very good outing.
He is a pretty loose guy, right? Mm-hmm. He's energetic in the dugout and fun to be around. Did you know that he was as competitive as he was until you watched him in some of those moments where maybe he's battling through things?
Well, a couple of things go into that. I had some conversation with his former manager last year, Mike Matheny, and I knew that he had this intense intensity to him where he goes out there and performs and does it very well every fifth day. And then fast forward to spring training when I was getting to know these guys for the first time and I saw him throwing some bullpens, and I could tell that he was working for perfection. He was working to get to certain pitches at certain times and would show some frustration until he got there. So I like that competitiveness that I heard about and then I was watching firsthand. But then there's a balance. He obviously goes out there and performs, and you can see what he does. And then he can flip the switch and be as goofy and as quirky as anybody. So balance for me is everything. And he seems to do it very, very well. I didn't know the more humorous side of him, which I really, really enjoy. But the thing that stands out for me is when it's time for him to lock it in, he goes out there and gets it.
All right. Last night, Zach Godley threw a couple of innings, a couple of home runs. I know it's been uneven for him of late. What were you hoping to see yesterday, and what did you see?
A little bit more of what we'd asked him to do. Even if we separate the results, the pitches are around the zone. He's not one pitch predictable with the breaking ball, and he's doing a good job of mixing up the cutter and the sinker. And those are the things that we highlighted for him that I wanted to see. But he got clipped, and he made some mistakes with some pitches in the wrong place. Maybe they're the wrong pitch, but certainly the wrong location. And he gave up a couple home runs. But those are okay things for me. When you're talking about watching a guy, you have to separate that type of stuff. Good stuff. The breaking ball is a breaking ball. The other pitches are coming along very nicely.
And you went to Greg Holland last night. You haven't done that very often with closers over the last few years. What went into the decision to use him last night?
Yeah, small conversation between he and I and obviously Butch at some point. Throughout the course of the year, we've had them. They're not very uncommon. He expressed an interest to get some work. It had been 4 days. It would have been his fourth day had he not pitched. And with the off day tomorrow, would allow him to throw in back-to-back days. We don't want to ever project a situation where if we do something like that we're going to lose him because we're just getting him some work. He's been able to subsidize his work by going out and getting some aggressive bullpens. And when we can get him in a game like we did yesterday, it's very healthy for what he's going to go out and do today.
All right, let's talk a little bit about today. It's the end of 13 in a row. It's a day game after a night game, and you guys had a lot of travel on the front end without any off day coming up. Mm. How do you try and keep the energy up today?
Well, That's a good question. A lot of people don't understand that because they think we play a slow-paced, you know, silly baseball game where it's taking hours and hours and hours to play. But you're right. You're hitting it on the head. This has been a grinding stretch for us. 13 days in a row without a day off for anybody in any position is very, very difficult. But I think it's more going to be about the focus. Yesterday's outing for some of these guys, I know that they were very displeased. And the majority of them are playing again today with a quick turnaround, and I feel like they have something to prove today. And when you have a player that has that mindset, I think successful things will happen.
You've seen a lot of Pittsburgh starter Chris Archer from your days in the American League East. The days that you got to him, what were the keys?
Patience. Waiting out the good pitches and just trying to keep pace with him and know that he's going to have some really good pitches he's going to throw at you. An aggressive fastball, a very sharp slider, but he'll make some mistakes. And he can get onto a run of 6-7 batters in a row where he looks very, very good, but he can make some mistakes in the middle of that, and we got to be ready for that.
D-backs manager Torrey Lovello before the D-backs take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Thanks for joining us for an abbreviated edition of Early BP. The BP show starts at noon on ESPN 620 in the Valley and on the D-backs radio network. And Greg Schulte and Tom Candiotti have the call at 1240. We will be back on Friday with more Early BP.